I believe that in each lifetime, there is a certain amount of good things and bad things that happen to a person. Sometimes more good than bad, sometimes more bad than good. But I believe each of us has a certain amount of blessings and things that we might call curses in our lives, the good and the bad. And so it was with Job. Job started out in the story in the Bible as being the richest man in the East, and then he lost everything, had to deal with a great deal of personal illness, and then God restored him. Listen to what happened to Job in the end. It's found in Job 42, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brothers and all his sisters and all they that had been his acquaintance before time, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. And every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold, so that the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Kesia, and the name of the third Kirinhapuk. And in all the land there was no woman found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brothers. After this Job lived 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. You see, Job learned to take the good and the bad in life. And he learned that in this life, there are not answers to the questions about these things. And Job died never being able to receive an answer. And that's sort of how we have to live our lives. We're not going to receive the answers as to why this and why that and another thing. But we must live humbly before the Lord and receive the good in life and enjoy that. Endure the bad things in life with the comfort of the Holy Spirit and live our lives humbly before God. And in eternity, we will live face to face with God and we'll understand so much more. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have blessed me. You've blessed me with good things. And I've had some bad experiences too, Lord. And you've been so faithful to carry me through them and sustain me and to help me. And Lord, I trust you with everything in life. So I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would give me a humble spirit to receive that which is good joyfully and receive that which is bad in the sure and certain knowledge that you're walking with me through it all. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.